Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, Dark Ages, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Alex Morrison as Athelred the Reedy,
keep your balls off my juggler,
Seth Morrison as Eldric the Healer,
Balthazar, how many times have I told you not to challenge ghosts to juggling matches,
Donovan Ballard as Botloff,
oi, give the old English breakfast,
Sam Morrison as Balthazar Tosser.
Oh, he's making me feel just like a rustic sphere swapper.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Peter Morrison. So grab onto your balls and a handful of leeches. Let's juggle.
So the sun rises.
As you guys are drawing closer to the ocean.
That was a close call, mate. That was some good sailing.
Oh, some good fighting there.
Not really.
I mean, you failed quite a bit, but you tried. I think you did.
Some good trying. I agree.
I wish I could say that was the first time I've had my soul gem back in my body.
I will never recover from this.
It wasn't the first, and it won't be a last.
He's juggling above your weight class.
Why do you keep letting him use his juggling ability for everything?
I don't know.
Every single time Alex is like, well, this kind of makes sense. It doesn't make any sense ever.
To be fair, he lost his juggle
battle. It's entertaining,
battle,
though.
So he almost lost his soul. Because
juggling's all I can do.
He juggled too close to the sun, and he almost lost his soul.
If you're a juggler at the level that he is, there's a lot that you can incorporate with your juggling abilities.
This is so stupid because I gave him 99 juggle because I'm like, this is going to be funny to just make him use juggle periodically, like for no reason.
Mm-hmm. You underestimated.
I don't know what I was thinking. It's like I've never played with you guys before. I'm like, yeah, they're not going to take advantage of this. This is me playing a trick on them.
Oh, man.
All right. There's something I feel like you guys are forgetting about.
There might be.
What about this guy that we pulled up?
Oh, yeah, and the other guy, yeah.
So, yeah, ever since you guys kind of revived him, he hasn't had a whole lot of energy, but eventually he, like, scoot over to the whatever they call the wall of the boat back then, the bulkhead.
Is he puking over?
But I don't think they called it a bulkhead. The rail. Thank you.
All right.
Just, like, sitting on the rail.
All right, I go over to him. Oi there, mate. Are you all right?
No.
What happened to your boat?
We was sailing into the mist and we saw these lights.
Did you lose a juggle battle?
We lost our souls to a juggle battle, yes.
So your soul's
gone? Well,
you
got it back.
Well, I drowned myself.
You got better.
Unbelievable.
He did walk right into that one.
I guess. No, so the...
You cast yourself into the river.
The fairy, yeah, fairy lights, they came aboard. And when those little children, I can't tell you who, what was more terrifying, the faces of those little girls, unnatural, like they shouldn't be there, or the faces of them devils that they transformed into.
Definitely the devils.
I think it's probably the devils.
But one of the men saw one of the children on the side, on the shore, and he called her to see if she needed help. And before...
It was all your fault, you idiot.
We knew it. She was on the boat.
We're all very accusingly looking at Balthazar.
That didn't happen to us at all.
And then Cuth Bold, he's our pilot. He lost control. We ran aground.
What was his navigation?
It was poor, clearly.
He rode poorly. Sorry, I didn't ask your name, mate.
My name is Bjorn Wolf.
Bjorn Wolf?
Bjorn Wolf.
Bjorn Wolf.
I spear him.
You're the Norseman.
Bjorn Wolf, bright hair.
A German.
Bjorn Wolf, Muff.
All right, Mr. Muff, listen, we get this letter from you. Where was it going? Who gave it to you?
The Friar Abel can't play tonight. He gave us, he said it was a letter to go to the Shire Reeve in
Canterbury.
In Canterbury, yeah. His name's Cartman. Cartman Shire Reeve.
Alright, so did he also tell you to go down the Thames?
No, he didn't tell us which way to go. I think the other guy asked. I know there was a third party. A second party. Ignore what I just said, because I don't know you guys have a letter.
Numbers are tough for a lot of us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wearing shoes and all.
You do the numbers.
I don't. I do the...
No, it was rowing. Kevin. He drowned.
Kevin drowned. So anyway, there was a second party that they took the overland route. I only know because they got there right before we did, and I kind of dropped some eaves while we was waiting.
So Friar Abel gave them one of these letters too and sent them out.
Yeah, he did.
Did he tell you not to read it?
Of course.
Well, you just handed it to us like we were your best friends.
I thought I was going to die when you pulled me onto the boat, so...
I'm more confused as to why he's just sending all of us out here to die for his riddles.
This is the Riddler.
And then we got attacked by some kind of deadly ghost.
Ghost.
But we got better.
All right, how far are we from Canterbury?
We're there.
If you take the Thames all the way out to the...
I guess I'm just asking.
The ocean.
Keeper,
oh, okay.
Not this idiot.
So if you take the Thames all the way out to the ocean, you can sail around the ocean, and that'll probably save you, maybe half a day.
All right. Well, that was kind of our plan, right? We were just...
Yeah.
You
can cut overland.
We were going to boat as far as we could, because why would you walk when you can boat?
But didn't this guy say that the second party is going land?
He did say that.
Do we want to try and intercept them? For any reason? I mean, is there any reason to?
I'm assuming they have a third portion to this riddle.
Yeah, I'm guessing they have. They must.
But house, I think, is the word we're looking for.
Yeah, the heart of a house. The heart of a monster house. So if we want to kill a monster house, we got to put out the fire.
I'm wondering if he's, trying to give clues as to like there's a the missing word is house on the first riddle, and then I think if there's like a house family, like the name or whatever, then it's one of the brothers that is like, I don't know, into witchcraft or something. Like, so I don't know if he's saying there might be a coup going on.
Wait, maybe this one talking about the three brothers is talking about these three riddles.
And only one's telling the truth?
Maybe only one of them is the real clue.
Hmm.
But wait, if that's the case, then... I mean, if both of ours are riddles, then maybe whatever this other group has has some real information in it.
Let's go overland and see if we can find these other guys.
I've been a guard for a long time. I'm 62 years old. I've been a guard since I was 17. I just spent most of this time following orders, expecting that they're going to be looking out for me. Someday, you know, they'll have me set up somewhere nice and spend me old days relaxing, maybe not working so hard. I think maybe this time, with everything that's been happening, maybe it's time to stop following orders for once. I think we should go find the other group.
So, Keeper, you said taking boat would mean we'd get there a half day early, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So maybe we keep boating and get there before them and...
Intercept them,
yes, because if we stop now and try to take land to catch them, we could be searching anywhere and everywhere. But if we arrive to Canterbury before them, that gives us the element of surprise.
Well, we could maybe try and get there in secret and catch them before they come into the city.
Exactly.
Balthazar, I think you're onto something for the first time ever since I've known you.
I mean, we could try and... If we think we've maybe got enough of a head start here from the river, we go ashore and hopefully catch them over land, but... I don't know.
I think that's a gamble.
I'm not a navigator.
That's right. Yeah, let's assume we get a half day ahead of them if we keep going on a boat.
Well, what the friar said really bothered me. He said that those men that attacked were just the Northmen. I fought Northmen. Those are no regular Northmen. Northmen, they paint themselves maybe blue or something. They have tattoos and face paint. They don't scar their faces all up like that.
They don't look like they have rope skin.
So you're saying they're like Southmen?
They might be Southmen. What'd you say, Eldrick?
Oh, I just said they don't look like pig men.
And they don't look like... No, the Northmen don't look like pigmen. Friar, he's been here. He would know that. Just say, like, to brush it off like it's just another raid.
Does this riffraff we scooped out of the water have any other information about this other group? Does he know what they look like?
Yeah.
Names?
Do you know anything about this other group? Can you describe them for us? Good thinking.
No.
Throw him overboard.
You saw him.
Kill him, boys!
We kill him.
Yeah, there were five of them. I didn't know them myself, but they was wearing, you know...
Clothes.
They were like regular clothes. Two of them had shiny hair. It was black.
Fancy men.
Two of them had brown hair. And then there was one. He had also brown hair.
It sounds like jugglers.
So three with brown hair.
I didn't get a good look at them because I was trying to pay attention to my own task.
Insight check.
Did they look like just your average ruffian, or are they more fancy?
21. Success.
He's telling the truth.
All right, they definitely have brown hair.
Yeah, they seem like regular chaps like us.
All right, thanks for the information.
They had a world famous juggler with them.
No, I mean...
What happened to your juggler?
Did he juggle the devil and lose?
He lost his soul.
He's juggling down in Davy Jones's locker.
He's juggling down in Davy Jones's locker.
His juggling days are over.
He lost his soul to juggling.
It's out in the fair.
Do
I think Balthazar's got a good idea that we try and catch, get to Canterbury before they do. Maybe we can head out on the road in the direction they might be coming from and see if we can catch them.
I agree.
One of them, I remember, he didn't have brown hair. It was different. He had flaming red hair.
Like true flame.
Like true red hair. Like flame.
Kvorth the juggler.
the king killer.
The king, king juggler.
The,
king,
the king's juggler.
I've been after his job for ages.
Now's your chance, Balthazar. So I think this is a good plan, man. Right. What do you think, Eldrick?
I agree. I think we should sail all day long.
Roy!
That reminds me of a song.
Eldrick Balabo.
Is that one of your sea shanties?
Is one of the sea shanties. I sail all day long. I sail, water, sing this song.
I know that one.
I anchor it down, I do it again. And when I wake up, I'm on the Thames.
Oh, yeah.
Oi, oi, oi.
Sail. All day long.
Sail, while I sing this song.
The Thames.
As we sail into the night.
And that's what the ghost here on the way.
Or into the dawn, I guess.
The Donovan. All right.
I hate your name.
I hate it too.
Love it. It's my favorite.
All right. So you guys are sailing around the outside?
Yeah, we're there yet?
Yeah, are we there yet?
Yeah, you magically.
Oh my gosh, we're there.
Oh my gosh.
We're there.
Did we intercept him?
So you guys get to the ocean. It's a tricky turn to get from the river.
You'll break hard.
Yeah, the warring currents swirl as they two meet in a crashing cascade of foam and spray.
You gotta drift that corner,
Roy. Well,
I throw down the anchor on the one side, and I let it grip, and I drift. I boat drift.
Heard of that.
A Tokyo boat drift into the ocean.
All right, I'm gonna let you roll with a bonus die because the way you described it was so cool.
All right, here we go. Right, two. Stream success.
Oh my gosh. I want you to roll a d10.
This is the
and
greatest.
And add it to man. Your navigate.
10.
Oh. Fitty. World famous boatman over here, too.
Fitty to navigation.
I may have misjudged you, boatman.
The Botloff is going to go down in history.
Oh. No, it's just Botloff.
I meant like your family line.
The Loffers.
The Loffers.
Yeah.
Wait, it's Bart Loff.
The Cindy Loffers.
It's not, your name's John, just Bart Loff.
It's just Bart Loff, yeah.
Oh.
I come from a line of Loffers, but you know.
Yeah.
Grab on to your boys. We're about to drift into the ocean.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right. So you guys sail around the ocean. In the interest of time, you guys sail a peaceful and uneventful day through the night. Distant on the shore, you see those lights again. But it's distant on the shore. Out in the ocean, you're fairly far away. They don't seem to notice you or come any closer.
I say, hey, you need some help over there?
Stop trying to sell and ghost your stuff.
Eldrick, shut up.
I throw a ball.
I'm just kidding.
I push them both overboard.
Oh, there's a ghost on the boat.
Just ghost with a boater.
Take the ghost. Yeah, ghost with a boater.
All right.
Ghost with a boater.
Okay, so you guys make landfall, if that's what they call it, near Canterbury. You can see the giant cathedral in the distance, even though you're several furlongs away.
Still have that map.
Several leagues away.
Several Edwards.
Still have that map that we can look at again?
Yeah.
I just wanted to look at the lay of the land.
It's just south, not too far.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the...
To the, like, spot where we...
The wharf.
Okay.
The wharf. All right, I'm on a dock. Everyone get off my ship.
Oh, okay. So we went down around, like, to the east.
Yeah.
Down to Georgia.
So you had to navigate some of these rocky areas. But since your boater is so incredibly cool, it was right. No big deal.
Yeah, so we came from London. Yeah. So the head of the government was in Winchester at this time, wasn't it? Not London.
Correct. London was not the head of government. Yeah. Yes, the head of the government, I think, was in Winchester. I can't remember. The way they divided up the
it's got like a castle on the pit.
Changed a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the head of the church was definitely Canterbury. That's where the archbishop resided.
Okay.
The Canterbury Cathedral is still a super fancy, cool place to go see, like, now.
Yeah.
I googled, like, pictures of it, and now I want to go.
Yeah.
What do you do with your boat? You just...
I dock it.
Dock it.
You lock it
put
up.
Put down the stairs.
You put a padlock on it.
Yep.
Yeah, push the button.
All right.
We'll you know, put it in a out-of-the-way spot, so it's not just obvious.
Hide it under leaves and branches.
Try not to park it in a bad neighborhood.
I put it in a cave.
What do you guys do now?
Come up, it's on cinder blocks. All the sails are missing.
Is there like a main entrance to the city where the direction that the other party might come in?
So like where would they be coming if they're coming over land?
Yeah, so Canterbury is a pretty heavily fortified city for where it is because it's where the head of the church is. And so what they did back then was they built the city and the wall and fortified it around the center of town, which was where the cathedral was. Yeah. Cathedral. And so you could walk around to where the gate is and then just like chill. The question is, if you did that and the dudes appear, what do?
We juggled them.
Well, hang out. We'll party with them.
Invite them to a party, get them drunk, surround them in confusion.
I think I've got a plan for
Eldrick's
that.
Got a lot of potions and meads and things to distract them.
So I got an idea. We do have a world-famous juggler here. And we do have another man that has proven to be quite nimble with his fingers.
Okay.
So we put on a world-famous juggling act. Might give us a chance to maybe... lift something off one of the observers.
Does anyone have a good sleight of hand?
Yeah, we already showed that somebody has very nimble fingers. Eldrick.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
That's what I was referring to.
I thought you knew that. He's your juggalo.
He's talking about when I opened that letter, not when I put your soul back in.
Yeah. That wasn't sleight of hand, though.
You mean the time that shall not be named?
The time we never speak of.
Yes, that time.
So, and also, man, I got an idea. Let's take our letter that hasn't been opened. We'll put the letter back in it and seal it. And instead of just stealing their letter, let's trade with ours.
I like it.
Very sneaky of you.
They won't know that they're let us gone.
You took a picture of it, right?
Yeah, I took a picture with my phone.
Alright, good.
What you Sounds think? Like a solid plan to me.
Alright. Break on three. Ready, break.
Wait, what?
Two. I can't count. I don't know the numbers.
What comes after two?
What comes after?
55.
Eldritch.
Five.
This is the lore as to why we count off so horribly whenever we start or stop recording. This is where it all began.
So wait, so I'm assuming the guys are coming in from
the west.
The west. Okay. And we are on the east side of the Canterbury, right? Just in the
north.
On the, oh, we're on the north, okay.
Yeah.
Just on the upside of the peninsula.
But again, you have half a day to get wherever you need to get.
Why don't we just camp outside the walls and wait
places
for
places nearby it's a, that it's we a, could it's a fortified hire a city. Coach.
We're going to obviously see him. Right?
What did you say, Seth?
I was just wondering if there's any small towns or inns or whatever we could hire a coach to get us to Canterbury faster.
Make me a luck roll.
And there's not really going to be anything like a coach. Maybe yeah. Just like getting a wagon ride or something. Why?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Pretty.
Is Robert the Shrubber driving by any chance?
Yeah, is Roger the Shrubber happen to be going by? And Skitch?
Yeah, you guys Skitch on Roger the Shrubber's shrubbery cart.
Okay, Robert. That's how we get to Canterbury.
You guys Robert get to Canterbury.
In style.
Whoa there, Bessie.
Hello, gents. Care for a ride on my shrubbery cart? I'm going all the way to Canterbury.
Your wagon is filthy, but I suppose beggars can't be choosers. Thank you, peasant.
Throw your belongings in the back and climb aboard.
Alright, so if I understand you correctly, your plan is to just chill near the gates while he juggles.
No, I don't want to chill near the gates. I just want to go farther west and maybe meet him on the road.
Okay, so you're going to start like walking
a little ways west. Away from the town. Like, so it's not like in full obvious display that we juggled away their life.
We don't want to draw a crowd.
Yeah, which obviously...
Obviously we would if I began juggling.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Obvious.
Wouldn't that be better to have a crowd?
You may be onto something, Juggalo.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually not a bad idea. If you just started a juggling show, like, when they were approaching. The only thing is we don't really know who they are. Except for we're looking for the man with true red hair.
True red hair.
Kvothe the juggler, who you
traveling
could challenge.
In a pack there of five we go. Men.
There we go. That's what's going to stop him. You're going to challenge Kvothe the king's juggler to a juggle off to see who's really the best juggler in the kingdom.
Well, as long as he's no devil, then I think I stand a fair chance.
I need to figure out what Kvothe's juggle skill is.
Juggle skill?
Obviously, it's a one.
I mean, he's the king's juggler. He's going to be a dab hand with a ball.
I'm just gonna roll,
but I don't know if he's Balthazar Tosser.
I'm gonna let the fates decide.
And if he's Devil Man,
I'm gonna roll it just like I rolled for you guys for your stats. Here we go.
All right, so yeah, I think that is a good idea. If you park by the gates,
oh, he sucks. Maybe, I'm rolling again.
Yeah, you can just give him one.
It's unfair.
Why don't you give him 98 and see who juggles best?
We'd probably be doing that for a while.
Juggling?
Be the legendary juggle off.
Oi, give me my money. I got you here.
I'm not really who I say I am.
I did not call you.
I'm very poor. I'm a slum juggler. I have no means to pay.
He has been lying to us the whole time.
Oh, you gave me your juggling word.
That's true, and a juggler is always as good as his word.
I don't know why, but slum juggler is like my favorite term ever.
A juggler never juggles with the truth.
I may juggle with a fair maiden's emotions from time to time.
What, you give my money? Oh, this is going to be the last ball
never
you...
Never my word.
It's going to be the last ball you ever juggle.
All right, calm down. I pull out a pouch of coin, and I flip it to him.
That is 1 pence. You need to give me 10.
This is a bag full of coins.
Oh, you flipped him the whole bag?
I flipped him the whole bag.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I got 20 pence.
Nice. Okay, so what do you guys... I think this sounds like a great plan. If we just set up on the western entrance and maybe put on a show and challenge Kvothe the Juggler...
I better beat this juggler.
Then this will give us Eldric a perfect chance.
Right.
I like it.
Switch the letters.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
I like it.
All right, yeah.
Okay, we break on three.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Ready?
One.
55.
13.
Oh,
55.
Break.
Go.
All right.
Three.
Oh, sorry. Was I too soon?
Okay. So, I guess we go to Canterbury. We go to...
Over the town to the square.
Western gate-ish. We want to catch them as they're coming in, so we don't miss them.
Do you think they have eggs here?
What Where's kind of the,
eggs?
Uh...
Canterbury eggs.
Wait, but where... This is where the famous eggs are.
Is it? Wait, he said I could go for a nice Canterbury egg.
I eat them, they're all full of caramel.
I just fell into some money.
Okay, Okay, so the Shire Reeve, where is the Shire Reeve?
There's a...
Like an office?
About? Yeah, there's like an administrative... The yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
Okay, let's...
It's not like a... Even though it's a, like, center for...
Is it labeled? Is it labeled?
Let's set up at the town square then. Just so we got an eye on the Shire Reeve's office.
Come one, come all, come see the greatest juggler tosser you've ever seen.
You've
come
heard
one,
Balthazar,
come on.
Now see him live. Tonight, one show only.
He only ever dropped one ball in his whole career.
Legend has it, he juggled the devil himself and lost.
And lived to tell the tale.
And lived to tell the tale is, I mean, what I meant to say.
After he got crawled back into his butt.
One night only. Sunday.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He usually only does one slum juggling show a year.
Balthazar the Great is ready.
You guys are ready for three balls? We'll get ready for five balls.
Rumor says that even Kvothe the Juggler is going to be around too. Wouldn't you all like to see who's the real best juggler in the kingdom? All
right, I want you to roll for status. Sam, you probably have highest status.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
can
yeah,
roll with a bonus that. Die because you've got your fanboys here.
Oh, 65, there it is. All right, I rolled a regular success, 37 out of 65.
You only rolled nice. One. You didn't roll with a bonus die.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
All right.
37.
Okay, so you start to attract a bit of a crowd.
Yeah.
As you juggle.
And we want to build this buzz that, like, Kvothe the Juggler is going to challenge him. You know.
He's got true red hair.
Because we want to...
So as soon as he comes into town, he's like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. We want to draw him in, and we like want to put pressure on him so he can't back out.
I put on my finest juggler uniform.
Oh, my gosh.
Remove my juggler's hat.
So many colors.
And let my beautiful midnight black hair flow freely.
Yeah, midnight black hair.
I do.
Balthazar.
I am Balthazar. Hail to me.
All right. After you're there for like half a day, five men approach who fit the description, as shoddy as it was, of whatever the dude's name was.
Oh, look who decided to finally show up. We all thought you were scared. You were taking a runner.
Thought he was scared.
Why?
Both the jugglers decided to really show his face.
What's going on here?
A juggle off.
Gather round, townsfolk.
I'm sorry, I don't just get into a juggle off with some common street juggler.
This ain't no common street juggler. This is Balthazar Tosser.
So you say it's Balthazar Tosser.
World famous.
I mean, how do I know he's not Mel Torme?
I'll bet you. I'll bet you 1 to 10 odds that this
a
man
hard
can
success.
He can outjuggle you any day. Anytime.
This man's the
anywhere.
Best juggler in the world. He juggled the devil himself. And
who wants to
away.
Take bets? I'm taking bets.
Let's
right
see
now.
You. I'm sorry. It's not just any common street juggler who gets to juggle off against Kvothe the Jugglist.
Look at this move.
Jugglist?
Jugglist.
You are the king's juggler.
Oh, such a snooty title.
This ain't no just bucolic ball dropper over here. This is Balthazar.
I'm world class. Balthazar the Great!
All right, then, show me your best moves. Show me the...
I don't just show my best moves to any common street juggler.
If you're really Balthazar, you could pull off the chocolate muse.
If you're really Quoth the Jugglist, you could pull off the escargot.
Alright.
I think this guy's an agrarian
girl. Alright, let's do it. Everybody gather around.
That red-haired prat
I'm
is an agrarian gobbler.
Okay, so during all that, so Eldrick, so during the time we're waiting, I'm assuming, can we like have placed the letter back into the thing and gotten Eldrick all set up?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Eldrick, yeah, so I'm looking at you, we're talking with our eyes.
Eldrick, what are you doing over there?
How's he going to pickpocket him while he's juggling with me in front of everybody?
Hopefully Kvoth isn't the one carrying the letter. Can we look at all the guys and see if we can, like, discern maybe who might be the bloke in charge?
The one with the satchel.
Or, like, yeah, is there somebody with, like, a satchel?
Most likely to carry the letter.
Is there one wearing, like, wool pants and, like, a safari hat and, like, carrying a bag? He's got an eagle.
Bag that says note holder?
Yeah. It says UK mail. Or could we have asked the guy in the boat if he knew which one of them had the letter?
You could have, but you didn't.
Okay.
He probably came with us, didn't he? He didn't really get off the boat.
True.
He came with us.
Which one of them has the letter?
Make a luck roll to see if he knows which one has the letter.
Who makes 18. The luck roll?
Apparently Donovan
does. 18.
Well, I sure don't want Eldrick making the roll since we spent all his luck.
I wasn't going to roll that.
Jumping to see who handed the letter
That's an extreme success, my buddy.
Yeah, he handed the letter to Kvoth the Jugglist.
That's not very lucky.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, I mean, he is the most famous in status.
Yeah, but the closer is the danger, the further is from harm, and say...
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, gather round for the Grand Jugglers Duel. It's about to unfold right here in our very own town square. And then I start like patting and be like, to make sure the rules go smoothly, let's make sure you take off everything. Your out of clothing wear, your jackets, your bags, set them to the side.
New juggle off!
Make sure we have a nice clean juggle.
Alright, bye.
Wait, that's not close voice. I'm being this. What was close voice?
Do you want to?
It's more sophisticated.
What does he roll?
He's very sophisticated. Was this it? I don't think this was it.
No, that wasn't it.
That's too nasal.
I am the juggler.
Kvoth, the Jugglist.
The Jugglist? Very well. I'm Kvoth, the Jugglist. Here, hold my waterproof sheepskin.
Oh, yeah. Thingy. Right, yeah. That was the bag thing. He's just going to give it to
us. No. He hands it to one of the brown hairs.
Okay. Did you want Eldrick to roll fast talk or something?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. He doesn't hand it to the brown
hair. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Do I get a bonus star because it's like setting up a juggle match?
I feel like we've hyped this up pretty well.
I feel like you guys have gotten bonus dies for like 90% of rolls. Fine, go ahead. Have a stupid bonus die.
Oh, it's fine.
Let's see. My fast talk is 65, and I didn't even need it. I got a 60.
Yeah! Woo.
All right. Fine. Here, brown hair.
My name's Dennis.
I didn't know you were cold, Dennis.
Oh my goodness. Right, is that Quoth the Jugglist?
Forget Quoth. That's Balthazar Tosser.
You're mad. There ain't no way that's Balthazar Tosser.
Did you say Balthazar Tosser? The Balthazar Tosser.
To make sure
the world-class juggler who had a juggle off with the devil and lived to tell the tale? What's a lady got to do to catch a prize like him?
All right, Lella. Now, I want you guys to pull out your balls
and touch them together, and let's have a nice, clean juggle.
Keep it above the waist.
All right, we touch balls like boxing gloves.
All right, I'm taking bets.
Oh, juggle off!
Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
No way, dude!
Oh, five, baby! Oh,
this is so unfair!
Everyone pay up!
I want
pay up!
A
pay up right now!
Recount! There must be a recount! Because I rolled a 16, and that is also very good!
Oh,
wow. Baby!
That really... This Sam. Really was the juggle off of the century. Of legend.
Sam down got a goes Caboose, the king's
I got
juggler.
A five, yeah.
Down goes the king's juggler.
Juglist.
Juglist.
How dare you?
Both the juggler, king juggler himself.
The crowd is going wild, and I lift up Balthazar's head and I say, "Oh, to all hail the great Balthazar the juggler."
Well, hold up. Through all of this, we've got something else that needs to happen first.
Yeah, you gotta make that sleight of hand roll, my friend.
Backhand spring juggle off.
Yeah, juggle off of legend. Flips, dodges.
And since this stupid bat raster won the juggle off, you get a bonus die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For your sleight of hand.
Bonus die.
I'm gonna juggle these two bonus die. Oh, baby. I didn't even need any. I got an 09.
Yeah. Balthazar.
Yeah.
Balthazar. Balthazar.
Gonna sleight of hand that little note out of that guy's bag.
Eldrick. The keeper just chucked me the final letter.
Yeah.
Over here.
Right. All right, I did swap it.
Oh, here, you can have
so
this.
So they have our old one.
Yes. It's like...
I folded it pretty poorly. Back in
Close is going to go hand it in, and it's like wadded up.
It looks a little like it was opened.
We open it and then fold it back up. The wax seal's broken. He's going to get blamed.
Yeah, I put the crappy one in there.
It's been tampered with.
In his pocket. Nice.
Okay. So can we... Eldrick, do you want... what do you do?
Balthazar! Balthazar!
They put him up on there.
I'll give you the eye. And I'm shouting of like, Balthazar, Balthazar, as I sort of, you know, back away out of the crowd and like,
all right,
give you the eyeball and say, over here, I got it.
Yeah, I've been looking for the eyeball, so
yeah.
I follow Eldrick out of the crowd.
And I say, ta-ta, turtle man, as I'm carried away on the shoulders of the common folk.
He's like, Balthazar, you bastard!
The king's jugglest no more.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I'll always be.
I made a pretty penny off of this.
The king's jugglest.
I'm 120 pence. That means I can pay off my debts and not become a slave.
Swave.
I ain't gonna tell you guys.
Did you just say swave?
I was about to get told into swavery.
I'm just noticing this. He's always been talking like this.
Balthazar, since you defeated the king's jugglist, I want you to roll a d10 and add it to your status.
Nice. No, that's a big 100. Status boost. No, to his status.
A 10.
Yeah.
That's fitting. That is fitting.
That is fitting.
I mean, he did just juggle the devil and live to tell the tale and now beat the king's jugglist. His legend is growing. This is incredible.
I take back everything I ever said about you. You never dropped that ball. You have all the balls.
No.
You got the greatest balls I've ever seen.
Of Balthazar Tosser.
And I take back everything I said of you, for those boating skills were top-notch. I want all of you to be in my personal entourage from here on out.
Well, I gotta pay off my debts first before become a slave.
Consider them paid for.
We don't want him to be a slave.
Out of the king's purse when I become king's justice.
I didn't tell you guys this. I didn't know you very well, but I'm gonna get a bit personal here. So if I get emotional, just let you know it's not my intentions.
They're like we're there.
But basically, I'd do anything to get out of this debt. I'm a bad gambler. They call me.
The gamblist?
The gamblist. And if I don't pay off my debts, I will get sold into slavery. Backstory told.
Don't want that happening to you. Bart Loth.
All right, so I follow Eldric out of the crowd.
Eldric, do you think you can do your trick again on this letter?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant about shoving somebody's soul in their butthole.
No, that's a different trick.
We never speak of that again.
I mean, do that like with this, but reverse.
All right, yeah.
Where you can put the soul back into this metaphorical butthole.
I don't know if it really matters, because we've got one letter that's the one we're delivering that we already have. We had two before.
I know, but one we opened, I broke the seal on one.
Yeah, I'll fix that and put it back the right way. And I put the crappy one in the other guy's jacket.
No, you put the crappy one in the guy's jacket.
Or in
the
purse.
One that was sealed.
Yeah. In the bag.
Wait, did you reopen it and put it in his bag?
What? No, I thought we were trading the one that hadn't been, or the one that we were able to reclose to those guys.
But they won't even know. They'll get in trouble with the opened one. And I don't like that other juggler.
I just didn't want them to have any... I didn't want them to have any suspicion. Because they would know that they didn't open the letter.
All right. Yeah, you have to... You had to put the one in that... Ethel Red gave you, and that was the one Ethel Red
Yeah, that's
gave.
The one I did. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
He gave you the one that was sealed.
What were you asking me? I gave him the nice one.
Yeah, so this one that we just got from there.
Can you do your
sneaky hands?
Right, we're on a save Wade Lake.
Yeah.
Whatever, I heard that word once and I don't think I pronounced it right.
Yeah, but we were just boating a whole lot on the waves.
Wave winks?
That's right.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to open this letter very carefully.
Right.
Do I got to roll?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, I got 51 out of this sleight of hand, right?
Yes.
45, so I spend 6 luck.
All right, let's find out whose luck you spent.
Yeah, spend
mine. Spend mine.
You spent Sam's luck. Sam, you lose 6 luck.
Oof, you don't have a lot of luck.
I have 16 left. All right. Gonna open this letter up.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Shh. Amidst the black, I silently reside. Silently reside. A light to cast, but no warmth to provide. In shadow hidden, a cosmic scar. What am I? Distant and bizarre? Amidst the black, I silently reside. A light to cast, but no warmth to provide. In shadow hidden, a cosmic scar, but... What am I? Distant and bizarre. Are these talking about the lights?
A star.
Cosmic scar. Oh, he's talking about the lightning bolt. He's talking about that lightning bolt on the scarred dudes.
I think it's about a star.
So we've got a star and a house.
The shadow hidden in the cosmic scar.
But also the other one had a word that it didn't use, but it was talking about a fire.
It sounds a lot like the lanterns with the little childs.
Cosmic scar?
Yeah. Mr. Black, I silently reside. A light to cast, but no warmth to provide. In shadow hidden, a cosmic scar. What am I? Distant and bizarre.
And bizarre?
Yeah.
It's some kind of codex.
But at least we understand what they are. Maybe we just take them, give them to the Shire Reeve and...
Apologize for opening them all.
Apologize for opening them all. Maybe then we can Let's see what he does with them.
Yeah.
Should we go to the Shire Reeve and deliver our letter?
Yeah, I don't know if we could figure these out without a little more information.
I agree.
All right, let's go off. I'm going to get back on my boat and go home. It's lovely to meet you.
What? Wait, what? Bottle off.
What?
You're going to leave us?
I made my money. I don't want to get sold into slavery.
You will at least see it through to the end.
I'm kind of a coward. Us bottle offs are not really the coward.
Not the least bit curious.
I'm pretty curious, but you know.
Right here at the end. You can't walk away now. At least see it through. All the danger we went through together. You should see the end.
You just want a boat right home, don't you, you selfish bastard?
I hate walking. I'm an old man.
All right, fine. I'll see it to end. Let's go.
All right.
You're going to see...
the Shire Reeve.
The Shire Reeve.
Cartman, the Shire Reeve.
Yeah.
I'm Cartman, the Shire. What are you here for, me?
Yes. Now that we've arrived, I'm wondering if maybe the rest of you should all wait outside. Just in case this goes south. What do you think?
Maybe he doesn't have a, it's not a bad idea. Maybe we should
I'm on my way now, sorry.
Maybe we have a world-renowned jugglist go in and hand him the note?
Well, who has the best fast talk? I actually got a good fast talk here.
I think we all got here. Let's all go in together.
Why are you eyeballing me like that?
Why are you telling us?
There's nothing up my sleeve other than balls.
How many balls up that sleeve?
I'm not up to anything here. I'm being cautious. What if he's a devil man?
I never said that you were up to anything.
You didn't have to. The look you're giving me gave it away.
I never said any of that. Methinks the juggler doth protest too much.
Why don't you roll psychology?
Insight? All right.
What, on me?
Yeah, on you.
I'm not the one who's acting strange all of a sudden.
I'm not. I'm being cautious. Trying to save our skins.
No, but, we already all went in, I mean...
All right, well...
I started the conversation.
Cartman already started talking.
That's true. All right. Are you the one known as Cartman the Shire Reeve?
I am the one known as Cartman the Shire Reeve.
Oh, you say...
I know as Cartman the Shire Reeve.
Well, I'm Balthazar the Great.
Balthazar the Great? Did you just obtain that title now?
The very same.
Congratulations on the promotion.
I come here in service of Abel Kent Play tonight.
Okay.
To hand deliver you this note like some common postman.
Well, thank you. We don't have common postmen these days.
Mr. Reeves, we definitely did not open it.
Why would you feel the need to tell me that?
I just want to let you know that we are men of our word.
Your accent has really devolved throughout the night.
I can't read all right. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
That's how we always talk from the beginning.
I always talk from the game.
Well, thank you. I will pass this along and appreciate your time and effort.
What's it say?
What I say?
You are forever in our gratitude.
What's it say?
I mean, this man had to juggle the devil and the king's jugglist just to bring this letter to you.
I mean, I don't believe that's any of your business.
We already read them. They're riddles. Explain them to us.
No.
Is that really what you say? Guards, arrest these men.
So Shire Reeve.
Yes?
Friar Abel said that you had payment for us.
I believe you were misinformed. You see, Friar Abel sent several... teams with letters, and only those who arrived first received the reward. I'm afraid you are not the first.
That's preposterous. We made haste with the force of a great typhoon.
Listen right here.
I was under the impression there were only three notes sent.
Why would you think that there were three notes?
Because Friar Abel told me we sent two other notes. And that's what I know.
Fast talk on that one.
And I know that we're the first ones here because we came across those two other parties.
How do you know who the other parties are?
Because they showed us, we showed them ours and they showed us theirs.
Well, then you should all be in prison.
We didn't show the words on the notes, just that we had them. We weren't sworn to secrecy.
I think you might want to just stop talking now.
We were sworn to secrecy, I remember now. But I am Balthazar the Great!
Listen,
he's known for juggling, not for his talking.
I'm juggling all over the place here. Someone step in.
Listen, Cartman, we've been through quite a bit to get you that letter here.
I don't doubt it.
I think you do doubt it, because if you look at my face right now, you know I'm not kidding.
Are you threatening me?
Give me my money, or he's going to intimidate the shit out of you.
Are you threatening to intimidate me? Are you trying to intimidate me with a threat of intimidation?
I pull out my spear and I point right at his fat nose and I say, give me the money.
You're going to get us killed.
Really what we're doing?
No, we're going to get killed.
All right, hold on.
Like, he's like the governor. It's like
we could just ask him normal questions like what he knows about these Northmen that attacked the other town we were in.
Tell me or I'm going to kill you.
Gods, arrest this swave.
No, I don't want to be a slave.
Sell him into slavery.
So,
all right. So we have a lot of talking.
Oh my god!
I guess I'll take. I didn't know he was the freaking governor.
Yeah, that's basically what he is. Oh. It'd be like if we came in and like pulled a gun on the mayor.
Look at the freaking picture he has of the governor.
He's pretty.
It was supposed to be funny.
This is the Dark Ages. Look how fat and prosperous he is.
He is Robert Paulson.
Yeah.
He's super fat and prosperous. Okay. Nobody would confuse him for a slave.
But yeah, if we came in and like threatened him with weapons, it would be like if we came in and like...
There are gods present.
Yeah.
No, I was just kidding. It is a sailor joke.
Oh, come on. Oh, yes, you sailors. You're so
classic,
hilarious.
Classic.
You're very classic.
So he blabbered a whole bunch.
Back to you.
Really juggled a lot of words out there.
Crusty juggler.
Yes.
How can you...
He's world famous.
I'm paid to be informed. I mean, I pay to be informed.
Well, I feel like you sort of fumbled the bag here. You were sworn to secrecy and you didn't keep the secrecy.
I did.
I feel like a proper... Listen, if you weren't Balthazar the Great, who just conquered Quoth the Juggalist, I would probably have you thrown in prison. But since you are, I think we can call it even, and maybe you guys get out of here.
How about you juggle your way into his heart?
Yes, can I put on a performance for you?
It is unlikely to sway me. Do we sound the exact same?
We do. Two peas in a pod, you and I.
This is gonna be fun for the listeners.
Maybe, Balthazar, maybe, I think maybe there's just a bit of a misunderstanding here.
Are you talking to me? Or are you talking to Balthazar?
Both of you. We'll worry about any sort of payment. Maybe we misunderstood what Friar Abel said about any of that. But we'll just take what we have and be on our way. But Shireve, have you heard about these attacks from more Northmen?
Yes, I mean, it was in the letter that was brought to me. Faster than you guys did.
Lies.
But yes, it was an interesting situation.
Shut up.
As we haven't been attacked by the North in a few years.
Lies.
Balthazar, be cool.
I heard there were some reports of a few of them who bore strange scars. I'm not sure what that means, though. That would be something that the Archbishop, I call him Archie sometimes.
Hey, me too.
Would be more informed about, as it is a religious matter.
Why don't we go to the bishop?
A religious matter? Why would it be a religious matter?
Him?
Because of the demons.
Bum, bum, bum.
Because of the demon. Well, I guess, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know that it's a religious matter. I just said that that the scars were a mystery to me.
Lies.
And you haven't had any attacks out this way?
No. We've had none.
Can I roll an insight on that?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, me also. I mean, yeah. I rolled poorly.
I got a 16 out of 55.
All right, he's definitely hiding a lot, particularly when he misspoke and made that comment that
Ethelred picked up on. That was a legit mistake. He knows way more than he's letting on.
All right, I bump Ethelred and give him the eyeball again.
Okay, is there somewhere we might stay for the night here, Shire Reeve? Do you have maybe accommodations here for us? We have made a very long and dangerous journey here to bring you that letter.
Yes, I suppose that's correct. I'm sure they can put you up at the cathedral, I suppose.
He scratches some sort of introduction onto a note.
Take this to the...
Balthazar needs no introduction.
All right.
I'll take... Thank you, Shire Reeve.
They'll put you up in the North Tower, which is the fanciest of the towers.
I would expect no less.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Your Honor. We'll be on our way.
Thank you again. I'm sorry that things worked out the way they did, but I do appreciate your efforts.
Right, next time we're going to kill you. Get it? Get it? Sailor joke?
Not if I kill you first.
Oh. That's a man of the sea.
We'll see you. Goodbye.
Kill you later.
Cheerio.
Okay, so I assume you guys leave.
We leave.
We weave.
We weave.
All right, so we walk back out to the town square. I pull the guys in. I say,
you heard that like I did, right?
Go to Archie?
No, he was lying.
He's definitely
lying to us.
Oh, yeah, the keeper said that, didn't he?
Yeah, no, but he said in the letter they told him about the attacks, but we know what was in the letter.
Why? We didn't.
Didn't say nothing about the attacks, so he knew about them regardless, but you also lied about what was in the letter.
And he said the scars were religious, and that's when it got all funny.
I think... Is there any reason for us to go give the Archbishop a visit?
I think so.
Maybe go give him a juggle show?
A juggle show?
I'm a juggling.
There's always a juggle show to give a juggle show, but I think maybe talking to the Archbishop would be a good idea. I'd like to see if he's... Hopefully he's not involved with this, but maybe he can help us if he isn't. But there's definitely something wrong here with the Shire Reeve.
Right, let's go to Archie. Hey, Balthazar, where's your friend Archie live?
He's in the cathedral.
To the cathedral?
Does anybody want to maybe... Do we want to have anyone stay here? Maybe keep an eye on the Shire Reeve?
Maybe we should do some medicine too while we're at it.
Why?
Because I got hurt by a ghost. So do I get any hit points back?
You've got a Morgul wound.
I'm assuming since it was a 3-day journey, right?
I mean, like 2.5.
So I'm assuming I get 2.5 points back then.
That's fine. Everybody can regain.
All right. But one, we did sail through the night, so...
Yeah, and he was driving the boat. But...
Right. So maybe we got at least one night's good rest.
All right.
Along the way. So what do you think, Eldrick?
Kind of a little bit lost with all this. The only thing I can think of is I do owe some debts to the Archbishop, and it would be nice to be able to go talk to him and try to regain his favor and say, hey, I did what you asked me. But beyond that, I'm not really sure how to find out what's going on. We've got riddles that are riddling me. Talking about brothers and, I don't know, the moon, maybe?
It's getting late in the day, by the way. You guys had to wait until almost evening time for Quoth the Jugglist.
How far is the...
It's in the middle of town. It's not far at all.
So maybe we go there and bunk up for the night?
That's probably a good idea. But do we want to make... Does anybody want to stay behind to keep an eye on the Shire Reeve, or should we all go to the Archbishop?
Well, I'm certainly not staying behind.
We need you. You're the...
The jugglist.
You're the juggler.
No, I'm a jugglist now.
Jugglist.
Well, right, well, who has the best fighting skills? I think that's you.
Who's got some good, like, you know, skills to keep an eye? I've got pretty good average...
eyeball seeing.
What, I guess, what would we accomplish by one of us staying behind? Just to follow the mayor or
yeah,
whatever his name is?
All right. The Reeve? It's my idea. I think maybe I'm the only one who... I don't have anything... I don't have any business with the Archbishop. I don't know him. I don't have any contacts with him. But I'm just a guard. Nobody cares about me.
I do.
I know. I know, Balthazar.
All right.
But you see the true value of things.
I guess I'll go with Balthazar. Do to Archie.
I'll stay maybe here, and I'll just want to keep an eye on the house maybe and see if it goes anywhere.
See if the house itself goes anywhere?
If the house goes anywhere. Look, it's up on big feet.
That's what one of the riddles says, is you can stab it in a heart.
Yeah, no, stab it in its heart and win.
All right. You stay here, and let us three go.
I'll come find you at the cathedral. If you get done with your business and you haven't... And I'm not back yet, then I'll try and be here in the town square.
Right. All right, let's go.
All right.
So I'm going to just try and take up, like, an unobtrusive spot somewhere, like, to where I can keep an eye on the Shire Reeves house.
Hey, Red, there's a nice shadowy area right there in front. Go get that spot right there.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks, Spotloff. All right, so I'll go find the shadows and just kind of hang out and keep an eye.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Sam. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. I wanted to throw out a quick announcement. Peter and I will be attending the Chaosium Con later this month, April 18th through the 21st, 2024, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So if any of you are going to be there or planning on being there, please come find us. We're just going to be wandering around, meeting with people, and we'll try to keep up to date on our Guild chat as to our whereabouts, what we're wearing, stuff like that. So if you're going to be there, please come find us. We'd love to talk to you. Say hi. And just hang out. So, yeah, hope to see you there. As always, thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the show. Love you guys. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.